dear.
Hello and welcome to a belated episode of Basketball BS with me, Mike.
And me, Frenic, out of retirement.
And thanks to our fabulous listeners, stroke long-suffering friends who have said, get off your backsides and do another episode, as it's been just over a year.
Has it really been that long?
Since the last episode was aired.
Sorry.
Interesting fact on that last episode, because I had to listen back to it to try and remember what word that I did so that I didn't do any words that I've already done, if that makes sense in any way.
Was it spelk?
I think one of the last words was spelk. Might have been. I'm trying to remember now. You've caught me off guard. But on that one, right, because it had been 2 months since the previous one and that one, I was like, are you going to do this regularly? And you were like, yeah, I'm going to do this regularly. We'll do it.
Once a year.
We'll do it. I'm sure you said that we would do it bi-monthly.
Bi-monthly.
Which then turned into once annually, it seems.
After multiple layers of abuse and a poll.
Yeah. So to get him out of retirement, I had to concoct a poll. Even though the Chicken Nugget Challenge won the poll, I've decided to forego it at this point. But I'm still game to give it a go at some point.
Yeah.
But we have to work on Mr. Frenic to see if he will do this on a more regular basis. If not, I will try and rope in regular guests until such time as he has availability.
I've pulled my finger out.
Yeah. So we'll start every episode kind of as we do, with a little bit of a shout out to the people, the lovely listeners in both the UK and predominantly California, it seems. So hello to all you Californians and the token Texas family that we know, who should, at the time of recording, but no doubt this picture will have removed itself from Snapchat, but we should have sent you a Snapchat as we were just about to start this podcast. So hello to you. Right. Shout outs. Hello, America. Hello, England.
Nobody else is listening, so no. Let's get on with it.
Yeah. But don't forget, leave us a message on Facebook so we know that you're out there. Please. Just Basketball BS on Facebook. And you can pose any questions to Frenic that you would like. Or if he's not there, I will text him and get the answer. So moving on. I don't think we should catch up on what we've been doing because it's been a year.
Yep.
Just with the same people, just older. Not much has changed.
Slightly more boring.
Slightly. You still have use of both arms, though.
Yes.
Which is good. You haven't chopped one off this Halloween.
No, that's correct.
Good, good. I'm drinking a cup of tea while we're busy recording this. So if you hear any gulps or pauses, it's probably because I'm having a cup of tea. But it's a lovely one. Right, let's start then with Bobby Fizdale.
Bobby Fizdale.
Yeah, Bobby Fizdale, you want to talk about.
So did Bobby Fizdale get sacked because of Mark Gasol?
I don't know. That's an interesting question. Why would you say such a thing?
Because the game after he sacked Mark Gasol in the fourth quarter, he was down the road. And Mark Gasol's like their franchise player.
Why did he sit him?
I don't really know, is the honest answer. I don't know, because he didn't like him, because he thought he smelt, because he's really tall.
Have we heard any rumours from the locker room about his...
No, because he's gone.
Oh.
They lost 8 games on the bounce, and they lost 11 of 13 games, and then halfway through the third quarter, him and Marc Gasol had a bit of a tiff on the sideline, and he just sat him for the rest of the game, and then the next day he was gone.
Well, breaking news... Just that you, in case you didn't know, it appears that he didn't eat his Snickers. Word just in from the locker room is that he did not have his Snickers and therefore thought that Mark Gasol had eaten it, and he threw a diva-like strop and benched him until he gave him a new Snickers.
Okay.
That is the truth. That's what I hear. It's coming in on a Bleacher Report right now.
They don't have Snickers in America.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Well, what chocolatey bar filled with peanuts do they eat?
I don't know. McDougal or something? I don't know. Do they actually have Snickers? I don't really like Snickers.
Snickers was called Marathon in England.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we had to call it Snickers because that's what the Americans call it. They didn't want to have to make two different wrappers.
Oh, right. Plus, I generally didn't think they had Snickers in America.
You generally didn't? Oh, well,
they've got like Reese's Pieces. That's their nutty, chocolatey alternative.
Yeah, but it doesn't contain full peanuts, though, does it, in a Reese's Pieces? It's all blended
in. I don't
have
Reese's Pieces either.
Yeah. Anyway, Americans, please jump onto Facebook and let Franek know that you can indeed buy Snickers. I think that they are there, but their Snickers label underneath where ours is blue underneath the word Snickers, theirs is green.
It's like a Snickerette.
You know. No, a Snickerette, that sounds like a patch that you put on to stop yourself smoking.
Stop your chocolate addiction.
Stop the chocolate cravings, that's what that is. So Bobby Fizdale's...
He's down the road.
He's been
slow.
He's been sacked. Have they appointed anybody, or have they got a caretaker manager in the first place?
I probably should have done my research before.
I was going to say,
I haven't got a clue.
You look it up on your phone, and I'll pad for a few more seconds. I'll have a cup of tea as well. Oh, that's a good cuppa. Any joy? No? Keep padding.
Just edit this bit out. Okay.
No, we'll keep it in. It's fun. So a bit later on, while he's looking for that, I just want you to know we're going to go through some interesting facts that we know at the moment. We'll have the record of the week. I'm going to get Franek to taste my spread. I'll give the Northern word of the week, and then we have a special section from a celebrity fan. And then the usual ending, and Franek will make some vague promise about doing this again, which he probably won't uphold.
Biannually.
Yeah.
J.B. Bickerstaff.
J.B. Bickerstaff has been appointed as temporary manager.
Don't worry. Oh, interim head coach. Don't worry, it only happened a week ago, so we've got up-to-date news.
There we go. Well done. So, J.B. Bickerstaff. Yeah. Bickerstaff?
Bickersnatch.
Bickersnatch. It's a bit Weinstein-esque, isn't it? Could you imagine someone with a bitter snatch? Yummy.
Swiftly on.
I'm going to leave that bit in. Maybe when my son's a little bit older and he listens to that back, he will snicker at the word snatch.
A snicker?
He will snicker. Oh, God, I'm getting them all in today. Yeah, punnage. Right, Fizdale's out.
Yeah.
Bit of snatch is in. Yeah?
That's right.
Good. That's nice. Next.
Next. Derek Rose.
Derek. Action Man Rose.
Action Man, yeah.
Yeah.
Missing one leg. So, I'm sure a lot of you are aware of this, but we'll tell you anyway. So, Derek Rose considered retirement at the grand old age of 29 earlier this week, but he's decided to rejoin the Cavs. So, my question to you is, if he chose to retire, would he get in the Hall of Fame?
If he chose to retire,
now,
right this second...
Yeah, would he get in the Hall of Fame?
Hall of Fame. Has he broken any records, Mike thinks?
No, not as far as I'm aware. He's been MVP. He was the youngest ever MVP, so that's technically a record.
He spells his name different to other people who spell their name Derek as well, although I'm not quite sure that's an accolade worthy of Hall of Fame.
You're not going to get a prize for it, are you?
Scrabble-wise, he would win more points, I feel. Well, as you've correctly pointed out, youngest rookie of the year?
No, youngest ever MVP.
Rookie of the year.
That's Kyle Korver, isn't it?
Well, no, he's the oldest continuing rookie of the year. Still going. Love that guy. Shout out to Kyle Korver. Still my rookie. So, youngest ever MVP?
Yes.
Well, that's worthy of it, isn't it?
What, worthy of going to the Hall of Fame just for being the youngest ever MVP?
Well, no, he'll be in there as a that'll be his record, yeah? Until some other person beats it.
Indeed. That's generally how a record works.
Yeah.
That's the principle of a record.
So he will be allowed in the door until such times as somebody
beats it. You can't get kicked out of the Hall of Fame once you're in it.
Well.
It's not like they say, it's not a revolving door. They don't say, oh, your record's got beaten.
Oh, so it's not like basketball where they've got Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in a glass case. And it's just like, there's Derrick Rose just...
No.
In like a fish tank.
No.
No.
And it's not like Futurama where they've got the heads in jars either. No.
Well, I think you've answered your own question there. Derek Rose should be in the Hall of Fame for that very reason.
Even though he's not actually going to retire, because he said he's going to play.
No.
But that wasn't my question.
Yeah. mind, hasn't he just come back from injury? And
yeah, that's the whole reason
again
that he considered going for retirement, because he's buggered his ankle up.
How much more times do you think he will injure himself before he decides to?
Depends how serious the injury.
So
if he knackers his knee, I think he'll just call it a
what
day.
What was his last injury? What was
ankle.
This one? Ankle. And what is the one that keeps breaking all the time?
Both his knees.
Both his knees.
He's a bit like you.
Mm. Apart from different colour.
Yeah.
And
height.
Much
and
more
skills.
Healthy. Yeah.
And wealth.
But apart from
and
that.
Ethnicity and.
Quite similar.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, I would like if Derek Rose was Northern.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
I can imagine. Oh no. I've got Snickers.
That's the worst accent I've ever heard. Would you like to move on from
yes.
Derek Rose onto
please.
Your next one, onto Mirosic and Portis?
Mirosic?
Yeah.
Mirotic.
Mirotic, Mirosic, whatever.
Do you know who he is?
I spelt what you... No, of course I don't. I have trouble hearing what he's saying, let alone
okay.
writing it down.
So do you know who Bobby Portis is?
Is he related to Tony?
No.
Oh.
Right. So, both play for the Chicago Bulls.
Right.
Before the season started, they got fighting in... Well, they didn't really get fighting. They got scrapping in training.
Right.
Just sort of going at it in friendly. And then Bobby Portis punched Mirotic in the face, broke his face and his jaw.
Right.
And he's still not returned because he was, like, absolutely destroyed. He, like, gave him a grade one concussion, broke his face, broke his jaw.
Does he have PTSD?
Probably, actually, yeah.
What about ESPN?
No.
No.
It's Espen Go anyway.
Yeah.
And he said earlier this week that he has forgiven Bobby for punching him in the face, but I don't really think he has. So this is my question to you. Considering you know nothing about the situation, will they be able to play together, considering he broke his face? Oh,
well,
by the way, the Bulls suspended Bobby Portis for 8 games without pay for punching his own teammate.
Well, you see, it was a crime of passion. You know?
Well, was it though?
Did he write him a heartfelt letter saying,
I'm sorry. I don't know.
It all depends on one of them things. You know what I mean? Was he pushing his buttons?
I think there was definitely two sides to the...
And maybe he's forgiven him because he doesn't want to come back and get another ass whooping like that again. To be punched by somebody and have your face broke.
One punch as well. It wasn't
yeah.
like it was a fight.
It's either he's super strong, like sort of superhumanly, like DC comic strong.
It's the thing, isn't it?
Or his face is like made
of glass.
Sugar. Yeah, just so yeah. And his name is Mirotic, you say, not Mirostic.
Not Mirostic.
Or Mirosic, as I'd written.
Nope.
Ah, where's he from?
I have no idea.
Oh, excellent. I'm glad you're well up on your facts. I hope you're enjoying this episode as much as I am with all of the on-point facts that we have going on here. So basically what you're saying is two blokes had a fight. One of them got his face caved in. He hasn't been back to work for a while. The other guy got suspended for a bit. But
they're trying to make up now, and are they actually going to make?
And can they play together? Well, I guess if I was being paid £11 million a season, or whatever they're getting paid, that I would let bygones be bygones. Well, Fannix just showed me a picture. How did he get his face broke with a beard like that? That should have stopped the punch.
Look at his origin. How could I ever say that?
He's from Spain.
No, read above.
Oh, he's from Montenegro.
Yeah, what is that then?
He's from...
He's Montenegrin Spanish.
Ah.
I would never have known that.
No.
But now I do.
Easy enough to say Spanish. He looks Spanish.
He didn't when he had his face broken.
Yep.
And that's Bobby there.
Bobby Portis.
Yeah, that's who. Give him a...
Did he used to play for the Sixers?
No.
Or is that the Wizards?
No.
What's that middle picture?
That's Jimmy Butler.
Oh. Don't know what that says.
A few moments later.
So, so can they play together? I reckon for the money, yeah.
Yeah.
The things I would do for $1 million. Even $11 million.
That we can save that for the next question time.
So, it's on to one that I actually know, that I brought to the table.
Hooray.
It's all about LeVar Ball. I feel he should have his own section on this show.
Okay.
So what?
I really thought he was going to say he should have his own sex show. I really thought he was about to.
No, he should have his own section on this show, because I feel he's going to be a quality source of fun and frivolity over the coming season.
I think he's all right.
So LeVar Ball, a bit like Marmite.
Yeah.
Love him or hate him.
I don't like Marmite.
Everybody hates him. He has just been, well, the Lakers have just instigated a, what they apparently said was a rule that's been around for a long time, just they haven't instigated it, is that nobody from the press is allowed to talk to friends and family of the players who are in a specific section of the court or the arena. So basically, it's a rule that is supposed to protect the family and friends so that they don't get harassed by the media when they come to watch the games. But it wasn't really, really heavily sort of policed and enacted, because the media didn't really care about the friends or family of people who were watching the game until Mr. LeVar Ball started attending the games and has been a bit of a loudmouth. So they have put that rule in order, apparently to protect the family, but it's really to just silence LeVar Ball. Because, and I quote, he says, bringing up his phone, that has got, "Oh, I pressed the back button. I didn't mean to do that. Let me scroll. Scrolly, scrolly, scroll. No."
Revenge is sweet.
Revenge is sweet. Had I been...
Seamless link here.
Had I been a lot more horrific about your thing? Oh, what was a picture of Spuggy there? I'm Geordie Words. Spuggy. She was the ginger-haired girl from Biker Grove, who used to work in a man's tailors in a tailor shop in Newcastle. So when I was going to get a suit for my university graduation,
Spuggy was there.
Who was it?
Spuggy served you.
Spuggy, well, she didn't actually serve me, nor did she take my inside leg measurements, but Spuggy was working the till, was working the counter at that thing.
A few moments later.
Anyway, I can't find it, but basically he's been slagging off, which is English for saying nasty things about... Lonzo's teammates.
They are pretty rubbish though, aren't they?
Saying all sorts of things that are not very nice.
But most of his teammates are pretty rubbish though, aren't they?
They are.
There are some good ones.
Yeah.
I really like Brandon Ingram, if you know who he is.
He has a very nice surname.
Kyle Kuzma?
Like Charles Ingram, the cheater of BBC's Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Oh, was he? That was Charles Ingram. I didn't know that.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm struggling.
50-50?
I've got it. Right, hold on. Am I right? Charles Ingram. Hold on. This has nothing to do with basketball. Oh, how have I done that? I just hit Google Maps. Charles Ingram.
You're absolutely correct.
I am bang on. Look at that. I know now about current basketball, but I know people who cheat at Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Yeah, how they didn't pick that up. It's like, which of these is the right answer? Is it A, chicken nuggets? It's like, I'm not quite sure if it's chicken nuggets. Yeah. There you go. So anyway, yeah, tell me about Brandon Ingram.
There's not a lot to say. I think Charles Ingram was much more excited.
Oh, do you reckon he is a better basketball player than...
He's probably better than me and you.
Yeah? What, Charles Ingram is?
I don't know.
Brandon Ingram.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Right.
Not difficult either.
No. Doesn't take much to be better than me or you.
Nope.
So, Lonzo Ball, yeah? Do you feel that he has to play above and beyond his skill level to back up the smack that his dad is talking?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you ever think that he gets out of the game and they're in McDonald's having a burger and he's like, "Dad, give it a rest, will you?"
Do you reckon his dad makes him cry?
Possibly.
To try and mask that burp there.
I did try and mask the burp.
Murk the burp.
Ooh. Do you think he's like, Dad, give it a rest, will you? All you ever do is talk smack, and then I have to back it all up. And the minute I don't back it up, then people are just going to give
Harbour
you...
But Lamar was an NFL player, though, wasn't he? Quite a successful one.
Well, I think he's just trying to create a brand, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's the whole thing. Yeah.
For $500 sneakers, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if they ever have the heart-to-heart where he's just sort of says...
Shut up.
Rein it in a bit. Wind your neck in a bit, please, Dad. Because one of these days, I'm not going to be able to back up your smack talk. Are you going to say something that just is impossible, you know? Like dunking it from the three-point line. That's something I want to talk about. The WhatsApp you sent me with Gadgement, who caught the
basketball. That wasn't a dunk.
No, I know it wasn't a dunk, but I want to talk about that.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So we'll leave LeVar Ball and Lorenzo Ball. I know it's Lonzo, but I'm going to call him Lorenzo from now on.
Okay.
Yeah? We'll leave him, yeah, and his brother Enzo, who likes racing cars. And we'll move on to Jahlil Okafor, who I couldn't spell.
No. You put Jahlil.
Well, I've spelt it correctly now after you made
Oleka
me...
Oleka for Fori.
Yeah.
Close. Do you
so
know who he is?
Jackie Okafor.
Jackie Okafor, yeah. Do you know who he is?
He's a player.
Yes. Plays for?
A team.
In the...
NBA.
The 76ers. And mm-hmm. He is a what position?
Is he a big man?
Yes. Good.
Is he a power forward? Is he a centre? Does he compete with JaVale McGee for shitness? No.
He's actually really good.
He's actually good.
But he plays behind Embiid. You know
he plays behind him? What, in like a tandem formation?
No. He is second fiddle.
Second fiddle?
Yes. Oh. You know who Joel Embiid is?
Joel Embiid. I'm sure I wrote his name down here somewhere. No?
No, that would be Jahlil Okafor, who we're talking about. Embiid is the guy that plays... He's the trust the process. No?
Trust the process?
No, not trust the process. Trust the process.
Right.
Okay. There's a slogan called trust the process, which is...
There's a slogan?
Slogan.
A slogan.
Slogan.
Right.
That's
a... I thought you were being racist there for a second.
No,
I was going to say, oh, there's a slogan called trust and process.
Trust and process.
Yeah.
No, there's a slogan.
Yes. Like a bumper sticker.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're there. Trust the process, which is...
Trust the process.
The.
Right.
Which is the mechanism of the 76ers developing their team, evolving their team to be competitive.
Oh. Have they trademarked it?
I actually don't know, but I would imagine they probably have. And
if not,
yeah, we're onto that.
Yeah, that was. I'm not sure you can hear that, but that was me.
That was you moving
rubbing my fingers, going oh, labbly jabbly. And you can probably hear that today. We are sponsored by Church Bells.
The practice.
Yes. If you would like a CD or maybe a digital download of said Church Bells, then please go onto Facebook, leave me a message, and I will. I will put a copy available there. For free, of course, naturally.
You'll ring their bell.
Yep. But yeah, for free. Moving swiftly back to trust the process.
Yes. So yep. This is where they're trying to improve their team. Mm-hmm. And the main person in their team is a guy called Joel Embiid.
Right.
He's the guy that was arguing with Drummond about not playing.
That was the thing that I didn't write down.
Yeah. You now know who he is, yeah?
Yes.
Okay,
black
cool.
guy.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm there. Yeah.
So, Jahlil Okafor is the second centre behind Joel Embiid.
Right. How often do they get injured?
Quite a lot, actually.
Oh, okay.
So, this is not going where I wanted it to.
I know. I'm enjoying derailing your conversation. Go on, keep going.
He doesn't get any minutes because Joel Embiid plays in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
Not how it sounded. Which team shall he go to either at the end of the season or will they trade him?
Does he get a choice?
Well, if he becomes a free agent, then absolutely he chooses, because he will do it at the end of the season. If not, not really.
So you don't think that he is happy at the moment?
Well, no, he gets like 10 minutes a game.
Have you read his diary?
No, because it's not available for me.
Mm.
And I'm not going to steal it.
Does he have a Twitter?
Yeah, he does, yeah.
Have you read his Twitter?
Not recently, no. Oh. I've read Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid is brilliant on Twitter.
Yeah. Do you think it's him? Or do you think it's like a ghost tweeter, if no. that's a thing?
Did you hear about... This is completely separate. Do you know that Kevin Durant has got off like other Twitter accounts that he posts to like hype the smack that he talks on Twitter?
Oh, so
and
he's been
posted under the wrong name.
Oh, so he's been found out for basically having ghost accounts that he argues with himself or he hypes himself up.
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah, you're the man, dog.
Well, he obviously left OKC to go play with Golden State, and he was like, their team was absolutely wank, excuse the language, except for Russell Westbrook. But he posted it on the wrong account. He posted it on his normal one, and then he went, oh.
Do you think he had like a on or second there, where it's just like, oh no, just for a second,
squeaky button
when he realised that he did that? So how did they spin that then?
He just said, "Oops."
He just said whoops.
Pretty much.
And did they not press him on how many other ghost accounts he may have?
Probably, but I think he just sort of ran away.
So anyway, getting back to Jahlil Okafor, he's going to be a free agent apparently, yeah?
Yeah, unless they trade him. So which team is he going to go to? You don't know, so I'm just going to say the Bulls and we'll move on to the next point.
Oh, I would say the Lakers.
The Lakers?
Yeah.
Why?
Why not?
Because they
You can name teams. I can name teams
but
too.
They've already got a centre.
All right. But so does every team have
a
centre.
Yeah, but one that's any good.
I thought you said that the Lakers sucked.
They've got Brook Lopez at centre. He's
Brooke
all right.
Brook Lopez?
Yeah.
Well, if ever there was a fake name.
What, Brook Lopez?
Brook Lopez.
He's got a brother, he's got a twin brother in the NBA.
What, called Diego?
No, Robin.
Manuel.
Robin.
Robin Lopez?
Yeah.
Right, so... Okenfor, you reckon he's...
Okenfor.
Jahlil, open for sale.
Yes, he is.
Or Oak on the forecourt. He is... you reckon he's going to go to the Bulls? Or that's your guess? Right.
Because they're even more rubbish than the Lakers.
Okay. Ah, yes. This one is called... Bing bong, bing bong. Bing ba bong bong. Oh, yeah. Takes me back.
What, to your choir boy days?
No, it takes me back to last week when I heard it all before. So next one then is Austin Rivers.
Austin Riviera.
Yeah. Austin Rivers, who is actually the secret love child of Joan Rivers.
With whom?
Alec Guinness.
I really thought he was going to say Alec Baldwin then.
No, that would be too obvious. So, Austin Rivers, did you know that just the other day he scored a season-high 30 points against the Timberwolves? But just yesterday, he was fined $25,000 for shouting at a fan.
Profanity. Do you reckon he had been on the Viz Profanosaurus?
No. Because I am unsure that he will know about the Viz Profanosaurus, but hopefully through this podcast, other people in the world will hear about the amazement that is the Viz, V-I-Z, Profanosaurus, which I'm not even going to try and spell, which teaches you all of the naughty words that us English people use, and especially those from the north, like what I is.
And some that you don't use.
And some that I don't
use. And
the
educational process is quite superb.
Yes. So, no, I don't believe he did that. But, yes, Austin Rivers, love child of Joan, scored 30 points.
Well done.
Which is quite interesting in the up-and-down career that is Austin Rivers.
I liked your almost dance move there.
Oh, it was. You can't see it there.
You were rolling.
Yeah, I was going to say, I rolled and I should have ended it in a dab. Yeah.
Squidward.
But, yeah. we need to video this so that people can see the hilarity that is in my dining room right now. So, yeah, he's had a bit of an up-and-down career, has Mr. Rivers. Did you know, interesting, but not the record of the week, but interesting fact of the week, he is the only player to play for their dad. Rather illustrious flourish of the arms. That brings us on to your record of the week.
Yes. So what is my record of the week?
I don't know, but this is where you would normally do the little...
Record of...
That's what I'm talking about. So, your record of
Donovan Mitchell.
Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
Mm.
Do you know who he is?
I guess he's a player.
Yep. He plays for the Utah Jazz.
Ooh, right.
He's
not the Utah Saints.
No, not the Utah Saints.
So the Utah Jazz, yes.
And this
Donovan Mitchell.
Mitchell.
Donovan Mitchell.
What's the guy? What's the English comedian called? Mitchell. Somebody. Somebody Mitchell.
David Mitchell.
David Mitchell. He's his brother.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh wow. Does he hate the poor as well?
Yes.
Right.
Certainly does. So Donovan Mitchell. I'm struggling to speak today. It's like I've had three Guinnesses and three sherbets. He set the rookie high for this season of 41 points, and that's the first time a rookie has scored more than 40 points since Mr. Blake Griffin in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
And who was the last rookie to score 50 points in a game?
So he just set the record for 41 points, but there's somebody
No. He said it wasn't like an overall record. It was just the first person to do it since Blake Griffin in 2011.
Oh.
So it's like a record of the last 6 years. It's not...
Right. Like, so obviously. Is this a trick question, or did Blake Griffin get 50?
No, Blake Griffin didn't.
So he's just the first person since Blake Griffin
to score 40 points in a game. My question to you is, who was the last rookie to score 50 points in a game?
Is it a long time ago?
It would be like 2005?
So that's like last week then. So
you probably still won't know because it's probably still too modern for you.
Yeah, it's still totally too modern for me. But I'm going to imagine that this was a player.
Oh, it wasn't even that. It was 2009. You won't know.
No.
Brandon Jennings, do you know who he is?
He's another player.
Okay. He scored 55 in his seventh game in his career.
In his seventh game?
Yeah.
Who was he playing? The Berkeley School for Girls?
Yeah, probably, actually, yeah. He was playing against... Oh, I'll just press the wrong button.
Oh, they're playing my favourite. This one is... ding, 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 ding. Bong, 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 bong.
They were playing Golden State.
Oh.
Before they were any good.
Golden State, pre-Curry.
Before Chef, yeah.
Nice.
There you go.
So how many points did Mr. Griffin score in his game of Super Rookie?
More than 40.
More than 40?
Because that's what...
So Donovan Mitchell isn't even the highest scoring rookie?
No.
That's Brandon Jennings?
No.
Bertie Jennings?
No.
Jeff Jennings?
No, his name's Brandon Jennings, but he's not the highest most points by a rookie.
Right. So your record of the week is that there's been a rookie who scored some points?
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's fucking fantastic.
You're welcome.
A rookie who scored some points this week. Jesus Christ, I thought that mine was pants. So are you going to tell me how much...
No, because I don't know.
BJ Griffin scored?
Oh, I do know. The record of most points in a game by a rookie is Wilt Chamberlain.
Right. At 61.
No.
1,200.
In one game?
No.
58.
That's the highest.
Yep.
By a rookie.
Correct.
Does he also hold the most points in a game as a not rookie?
Yes.
Which is 60 something. 104. 83. 90. 94. 96. 97. 98. 99. 100. 100 points.
How do you not know that? Everybody knows that.
Apparently not.
100 points in a single basketball game. It's the thing where he's got the piece of paper that's like written 100.
Oh, he's got a piece of paper. That makes it
in the locker room.
Historical. Hello, everybody. I've got a piece of paper. I'm going to so doctor that picture.
Okay.
And just...
What are you going to put over the top of it?
I don't know.
Find the Guinness with the sherbet going into it.
There we go. That is my doctored picture. Wilt Chamberlain holding up.
A sheet of paper
with a pint of Guinness with some sherbet on top.
Oh, pouring. It's got to have the sherbet pouring into it. Not just...
All right, I'm all right.
Right, let's be honest. Right, if you've got sherbet that's going into a Guinness, the sherbet isn't going to float. It's going to sink.
It'll sit on the head.
No, it won't. It'll sink.
Right, well, I feel that we need to do an experiment with that, but I reckon that if you pour sherbet onto a poured pint of Guinness, it will sit on the top.
Rubbish.
It'll sit on the foam.
No, it won't.
It'll slowly sink in.
No. That's going to sink straight away.
Sink straight away.
That's like the Titanic.
It's sherbet. It's sherbet.
It's
powder. It's not even the size of sugar granules.
That's going straight down.
No. Anyway, I'll duck the picture. My Photoshop skills are all right, but I'm not quite sure I can edit that.
Just have it pouring on its own. It doesn't have to have a hand
on it. Or just have it pouring. Yeah. Who do you think I am?
She's Microsoft Paint.
That is the tool that I use to do most of the editing of the pictures. Hence the quality of some of the things. Do you know it took me all of about a minute to draw the Ultimate Warrior masks on us in Microsoft Paint?
Yeah.
And
you were able to edit a microphone into John Hipple's hand.
Yes, I did that one. What else did I use?
LeBron. What was LeBron?
He was disappointed.
I am disappointed.
No sleeves, please. We're British.
Yeah, that was just two red crosses.
I did that one on Paint, and then all the ones were it was like the four windows with our little thing in the middle. There was a Christmas edition. There was a one with Luke. So yeah, I did them on Paint. It was only when I actually decided, you know what, we'll make a bit of a go of this basketball BS podcast, that I actually made the decent logo and I spent some time and actually registered myself a copy of Photoshop. And then you went and stopped doing the blummin' podcast after I'd already invested all of that time and effort into making into going, do you know what, if we're going to be at least semi-regular podcast,
we should definitely stick with amateur.
We should go with that, but no. Anyway, going from there, so we've had that record of the week. Right, moving on to the next bit then is Taste My Spread. This is a new segment that It's a plastic bottle that I'll try and see if I can do more of this. But we'll not go into it too much, but I was diagnosed with a problem and I've gone deaf in one ear.
Pardon?
So, exactly. But I've been trying to be on a bit of a carb-free and gluten-free, wheat-free. Basically, all of the good stuff I've been trying to cut out. But I still sometimes have cravings. So I've been eating these protein bars every once in a while. They're called Grenade. I'm not sponsored by them, but they're very nice. Right. Anyway, when I was in the muscle fitness shop where I normally buy them, I saw these tubs. So these are tubs of Carb Killer protein spread. And this is my favourite. It's called White Chocolate Cookie. Okay. And
is it sponsored by Jason Williams?
It is sponsored by White Chocolate himself. Anyway, a serving is supposed to be 33 grams, which for you Americans is about a tablespoon or the amount that you could dip out of it with, say, your two fingers. Yeah, that is about a tablespoon.
It's an ounce and a half, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't work in
ounce and a half
in old fashioned stuff. I'm Euro.
Just potentially offended three quarters of our audience there.
I've probably just offended three of our audience there.
That is three quarters.
So anyway, this is my protein spread. It comes in a bit of a jar. It is...
I thought you were going to film it.
No, I'm not going to film it. I'm tipping the jar upside down, and as you can see, it is not coming out whatsoever in the slightest.
I'll film it.
You'll film it. All right, then. Well, I like the stuff, so it doesn't really matter.
Right.
But, are you filming?
Yeah.
This is the stuff. All right, then. You can see my fantastic haircut as well.
Beautiful.
It's really good. I quite like it. It's all shaved down the side. Right. Do you want to show your haircut?
I don't even know how to turn it around once it's filming.
Yeah, that's fine. Look at that.
My haircuts are awful. There's one bit here that's like really, really long.
You've also got a short bit just behind the ear. But just making you feel
like... Can I cut my hair?
You did.
My mother.
Oh.
There you go.
Shout out to Mrs. Smith. Right in. So don't have too big a one. That might be a little bit too much. You can have as much as you want, but...
What's an adequate amount? That much?
That should do. I'll try and keep it steady as well. You could just listen to it like you probably have. And hopefully that's still recording. I presume it is. Ball to it if it's not. It looks like it's recording. Right. Still picking bits of that spread out of my teeth. Right. Northern Word of the Week.
Is that your song now for Northern Word of the Week? With the bells in the background.
Yeah.
The bells!
So, my Northern Word of the Week is hinny.
Hinny. Sounds a bit like ninny.
It does sound like ninny, but spelt with a H at the front. As per usual, you get three attempts to guess what the word hinny means.
Hinny. Is it... this is one of my questions, but is it something to do with a lady?
Yes.
Is it a type of lady?
You could say so, yes.
I guess that's technically two of my questions gone, isn't it? I'm going to say it's a massively inebriated woman.
Incorrect. A hinny could get massively inebriated. Yeah. So strike one.
Yeah.
But a hinny could get massively inebriated.
Is it a... Excuse, hopefully not offending a large proportion of our listeners, but is it a really fat woman?
No. As we established in an earlier episode, that would be a munter. Yeah.
I knew what that
Somebody
was.
Somebody who's munted. Yeah. That generally means they're ugly.
No, munter.
No.
Both, technically.
But, well, sometimes. Just... But we would normally say fat bifter as well. Bifter is also somebody who's a bit ugly, but also fat. But sometimes you'll say a fat bifter, which is like saying
fat ugly.
Yeah. But anyway, hinny.
Hinny.
A hinny could be unbelievably fat, though, as well as being a raging alcoholic and inebriated. So strike two.
Is it a woman that's like a gold digger, like money grabber?
Again, yes, possibly, but the word hinny is a particular type of woman. Like, I wouldn't refer to your wife as hinny, for example.
Okay. I've had my three goes, though.
Oh, but strike three. Hinny is your better half, your wife, your partner.
Oh.
So you'd say, how are hinny? We're going to the shops.
Right.
We're going down the shops. Or, how are hinny?
You're a bifter alcoholic.
Where's me blue drink? You know? How are hinny? I can't find me Lionel Richie CD. Or, how are hinny? It's Friday night, the kids are asleep. Bingo bongo.
Ba-dingo.
That was Northern Word.
Thank you very much.
Which takes us on to the last section. Now, I was hinting at a celebrity fan. Our celebrity fan contacted me after the last episode, to ask where they were, where the next episode of the podcast was, but also as a shout out for us introducing her to the podcast. Lots of her fans apparently wrote to her and said, did you know that you special guest starred and were talked about in the last episode?
Question.
Well, if you haven't guessed it, it was Beyonce.
Question.
Beyonce is a big fan of the show, and she has some questions for you, Fannik, because she is an avid listener and she loves your take on the world.
Thank you very much. Technically, that was Destiny's Child, not Beyonce, but...
Who was the person who said question? I believe it was her.
And Kelly Rowland.
And the other one that nobody can remember. But we will go with Beyonce, as it was Beyonce who reached out.
Question.
And I'm sure, at this point in time, I have interspersed lots of Beyonce's catchphrase word of what she wants to do. So, Beyonce, what would you like to do? Would you like to ask Franek a question?
Question.
Okay. So... She has a selection of questions for you.
Thank you.
She wants to know, Mr. Franek, when you were putting the toilet roll, yeah, the loo roll, fresh out of the packet,
yeah,
onto the holder, do you put the toilet paper over, hanging over the top, or hanging down the back?
Down the back.
Oh. She says, oh.
Are you down the back or?
No, I'm down the front. I'm over the front. I'm a front hanger, not a back hanger.
Back hanger all the time.
No, front hanging, and so is Beyonce. She is disappointed on that answer.
Question?
She wants to know, Mr. Franek, I love pizza, and I know you love pizza too, but what do you feel about pineapple on a pizza? Please tell me.
It's disgusting.
He says no to pineapple on a pizza. No fruit on a pizza?
No fruit on a pizza.
What about olives?
It's not a fruit, is it?
I don't know.
No.
What is an olive?
It's a stoned vegetable.
But plums are stoned and they're fruit.
I don't know what an olive is. It's a...
It grows on trees.
Condiment.
I don't think it's a condiment. Nor do I think it's a herb.
Herb. Don't know. It's an olive.
But you don't like pineapple on a pizza.
Olive on a pizza is fine, but pineapple is disgusting. Because it's wrong.
I don't mind
it
myself.
Makes the base soggy as well.
I don't mind it, but Beyonce does agree with you. Pineapple on a pizza is wrong. She says she hates it when Jay-Z comes home with a pineapple pizza. She makes him take it right back. That's what she says.
I can imagine that as a song, yeah. Eric.
Yeah. Oh, she does.
Power ballad.
Yeah.
Question.
She moves on. She says, when I go and watch my beloved Lakers at the basketball... She says.
Except she watches the Brooklyn Nets most of the time.
I know.
Jay-Z does own part of them, but
I know. But when she goes and watches her beloved
Lakers,
right? She says, I often find myself thinking every time I eat a hot dog. I love hot dogs, but is a hot dog a sandwich?
No, it's a bun.
Well, the hot dog in a bun, is it a sandwich?
No.
What is it then?
It's a hot dog.
That's one of life's questions. She is unsure of the answer, but she finds that it keeps her up at night, wondering, is a hot dog a sandwich?
Well, is a burger a sandwich?
Yes, it is, because when you go to McDonald's and you say, please may I have just a Whopper, and they say...
No, you wouldn't go...
Would you want a meal, and you say, no, just a sandwich.
Right. Correction, first of all, you wouldn't go to McDonald's and ask for a Whopper, would you?
That is a good point. That will get you kicked out of the drive-thru. But my point still stands. If you go and you say, can I have a Big Mac then, please, correction. Big Mac. And they say, do you want to make a meal? And you say, no, just the sandwich.
No, you'd say just the burger.
Okay. Well, that's your choice.
Hang on. Let's have a serious debate about this, right? A burger could potentially be a sandwich because I guess it's between two slices of bread.
Yes.
Whereas a hot dog is a wraparound,
right? Yeah, is
so there's only one.
Hey, I'm not saying there's a right or wrong answer. And this question keeps her up at night. As she said, she often finds herself wondering. It's almost got to the point of where she can't go to the Lakers anymore because when she sees a hot dog, it strikes her down with that thought again. Oh my God, is a hot dog a sandwich?
The answer is no.
You say no. Well, Beyonce, there you go. He says no.
Question?
She wants to know, how many chickens do you think it would take to kill an elephant?
What, by... Are they alive?
Well, she... It's a good question. She doesn't specify. I'm imagining they are alive.
Okay, so...
They possibly could be ill-tempered.
So, ill-tempered chickens, so that means pecking.
Mm.
But an elephant's really big. It's going to have to be a lot.
Yeah.
And is it an enclosed space?
I was going to suggest, and how would this attack occur?
Yeah.
Would it, say, be in a drained-out swimming pool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got to be at least, I would say, 1,000.
1,000 chickens. That's a possibility. Ill-tempered ones at that, yeah. Too.
But to be honest, the chickens would probably just kill each other before they kill the elephant. And yeah. The elephant would just stand on them, which is a little bit sad. My favourite chicken, Kevin, got run over.
Did he? What was he doing on the road?
I don't know.
Oh, poor Kevin.
No more Kevin eggs.
Kevin eggs?
Yeah. Kevin's a girl. Well, was a girl. Not anymore.
Well, I suppose I can't really pass any comment. What with all the cisgendered talk and being transphobic? Because we aren't transphobic on this show, is we?
No, we... except chickens of all
varieties,
all colours, race, yeah. And...
a A few moments later.
So I think that that is about the end of today's podcast. Possibly even Frannick's last one. Let's find out.
I look forward to it.
You look forward to your next non-existent podcast.
Yep.
So I think that that then just leaves me time to figure out the fade out, which should be happening in the background, probably round about now, and for me to say goodbye from me.
And goodbye from him.
Goodbye.